Answer in News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There's a beefed-up federal law enforcement presence on the streets of Washington, D.C.
At the direction of President Trump, federal officers will be patrolling the nation's capital for at least the next week.
You're going to be safe walking down streets. You're not going to get mugged.
He has repeatedly complained about the city's crime.
Now, we want to have a great, safe capital.
The president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running D.C., but doing so would require a repeal of the Home Rule Act of 1973 in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore says a recent fired head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics was part of an outdated system.
It's incompetence, I think she's guilty of. And we need to get somebody in there who can... Look, we're still doing these numbers. I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this, but we're still gathering this data the way we did 75 years ago. Hello, times have changed. How many people have a phone in their house?
Economist Steve Moore, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the U.S. needs a new generation of young Americans to keep pace with President Trump's push to increase U.S. shipbuilding.
We need them to go learn how to be HVAC technicians and welders and pipe fitters, and that'll help the companies. But look, President Trump is committed to it. We can ramp up construction times, and we're going to do so.
A lot of hardworking young men helped to stop the effects of a big fire in Los Angeles, fueled by strong winds and dry conditions. The fast-moving blazes in Southern California forced thousands to evacuate. These words of gratitude from Joseph DeLeonardo, who spoke to ABC 7 Los Angeles about the flames that surrounded his cul-de-sac.
We are so blessed. We're so thankful. If it wasn't for these Cal Fire men, we would have lost everything.
This is SRN News. Religious folk are a minority in a growing number of countries.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list. But the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The liberal mayor of Hungary's capital city has been questioned by police over accusations of helping to organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays that the government has banned. The Pride March in Budapest in June was the largest event of its kind in the country's history, according to its own organizers. The event was illegal. Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges. This is SRN News. Israel says it plans to take over Gaza City.
I believe that the Israeli government now is doing what they think their only option is to get their hostages back.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden weighing in. He says the Hamas terrorist group is trying to goad Israel into attacking just so it can get some PR against the Jewish state.
They want more civilian casualties so that they can point a finger at Israel and say that Israel's bad. Israel is not the offending member in this endeavor. So Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, and they committed a 21st century genocide. And everything that's taking place in Gaza right now is a direct result of that.
Congressman Van Orden interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Shedeur Sanders has made an impressive NFL debut with the Cleveland Browns. Last night he completed 14 of 23 passes for 138 yards and two touchdowns in a 30-10 win over the Carolina Panthers. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.